Richard Evans, congratulations, a first win in 10 games. It's a first victory away from home, I think, in 4 months as well. Your thoughts on this afternoon's convincing win?
I think you're rubbing it in a bit, ain't you? It's a bad run. It is a bad run for us. Like I said before the game, we got players back today. So, really, it's a bit unfortunate for Chase Town because we've been putting kids out for the last 2 months. Once we knew we were safe, once we knew we couldn't make the playoffs, we literally, like I said before the game, brought our kids through. So we got the older lads back in today after injury and suspension. And that's what's cost us, really, not having those players for the majority of the season.
And seeing the likes of Malachy Farquharson in the middle of the park, an influential figure, he's someone who's been missed.
Yeah, he has been missed. He's a bit sluggish today because obviously he hasn't played for a while, but he breaks up the play and he done well.
Sometimes you need a bit of luck, and your son Todd, the right back, provided that for you, didn't he? A crossing from the right hand side which flew into the net, and that set you on your way.
No, I think he meant that. We used to do it in the garden when he was a little kid, so I reckon he meant it. But it's a good goal. They're all good goals.
Yes, of course, and Ricky and Johan as well. We waxed lyrical about Johan ahead of the game, your young lad who's come through the academy back from Notts County. That was a fine finish as well to make it 3-0, wasn't it?
That killed the game, and he'll be going back to Notts County the end of the season, and he'll go on and be a professional for the rest of his life. So it's good grounding for him, playing against grown men at his age. We're pleased with him, and we're pleased that we can help our old players progress.
And that's the aim with a lot of your youngsters, isn't it? To see them come through and make a go of it in professional football.
Yes, it is. I'm interested to see how our reserves got on today, because the six or seven who have been playing in the first team have gone and played there today. I don't know how he got on, but it'd be interesting to see how they've turned up and if they put the right effort in.
Looking to your end of the season, 5 games to go. You've drawn level now with your host Chase Town on 43 points. It's a somewhat kind run in terms of there's only one team in the top 10 that you still need to play. So your aim will be to finish just as high up the table as you can now.
Yeah, we said looking at February and March, we're playing all sides in the playoff positions. We're going to be young kids. We've just said at the end of the game there, we can basically go unbeaten now for 5 games. With the players we got in, we proved it at the start of the season. We're disappointed because certain things we haven't done well enough, and we've learnt a lot. So next season, but we keep saying that. So until it happens, I'm not going to worry about next season.
Thanks for your time today. Well done.
Thanks very much.